A friend of mine is a mechanic, and recently he took a new job working with young people who had really failed to fit into the normal education system. He has little in the way of a curriculum to work with, but his objective is a clear and simple one. He's to engage the young people he works with to get them as excited as he can about mechanics in whatever way possible. His solution to this challenge, I think, is a really elegant one. He uses his students' kind of natural curiosity, following it wherever it takes them. If they want to learn about bikes, he works on bikes. If they want to understand how an engine works, they take one apart. He combines this kind of with real-world experience. So, for example, if they repair a car and make some money from that, within the limits of what an unqualified mechanic is allowed to do, they get to keep the cash. This struck me as a great strategy for kids that don't respond very well to the traditional and, to be honest, extremely inflexible education experience that we offer. This combination of curiosity and real-world business experience was further reinforced with me in a book that I'm reading at the moment called Brain Rules. In this book, the author points to medical schools as an alternative and potentially better way to learn. Medical schools combine a kind of traditional academic teaching approach with real-world patient care. They often have a strong research wing that allows the curiosity ignited in the learning process to kind of flourish into new areas of research. It strikes me that this may be the answer to the education problems we are seeing within web design. Although there are certainly some good courses out there, there are many that are teaching hopelessly out-of-date techniques. As web design employees, we often claim that new graduates are not equipped for the real-world skills that we need. Equally, many graduates find it hard to get a job because they don't have the experience that many employers are therefore demanding. What if web design courses were effectively run like web design agencies? What if we took a page out of the medical school book? They would take on real clients with projects run by seasoned professionals, but developed by the students. These professionals would also teach more academic classes based on the real experiences of working with clients. This is in stark contrast to many traditional lecturers who have little in the way of current industry experience. Money earned from working with the commercial clients could be used to help reduce the course fees, so making the course more accessible to more students. Finally, in much the same way as Google provides 20% time, these courses could leave room for personal projects and research, and this would introduce the much-needed innovation that, to be honest, is the lifeblood of our industry. Now, I am the first to admit that I don't know anything about web design education. After all, when I went to university, there was no such thing as a web design course. However, it strikes me that this kind of combination of real-world experience and giving students time to explore their own curiosity in terms of personal projects would produce the next generation of web designers to carry the innovation that we've seen over the last 10 to 15 years forward. It's something that I'm really quite excited about and see a lot of potential in. So, tell me why I'm wrong. If you currently work within web design education, tell me what your experiences are. Would this work in practice? What would the problems be? If you're a student currently learning web design, would you find this a useful approach? Do you think it would work in practice for you? If you're an employer, would students from a course like this be more appealing to you or not? I'm just interested to get feedback on this, really. I've got no intentions of taking it anywhere. It's not my realm of expertise. But maybe, just maybe, I can kick off another discussion about web design education. I'm glad there's so much going on and people are doing such innovative things in this area. But I do believe there's further to go. And it's one of those subjects that would easily fall out of the limelight if we let it.